this big day, part two.
It is a world ruled by mad science. The normal laws of time and space no longer apply. People can jump to conclusions with absolutely no effort. It'll take 1,000 years to get off the phone when you're talking to your mother. With this sort of temporal and geographic instability, it is a minor miracle of science that you are here at the correct place, both chronometrically and location-wise, so that you can enjoy another thrilling adventure of Agatha Heterodyne.
Go, genius!
In our last episode, Agatha Heterodyne...
Science!
And her companion, Zetha, the lost warrior princess of the equally lost city of Scaphander...
Hey!
...crossed the first emperor of all cats.
Meow.
And Othar Trigvasan...
Gentleman Adventurer!
...had just escaped from the rat-flavored caramel death trap.
Don't remind me.
Which tasted a lot better than you'd have thought.
I said,
don't remind me.
So I must assume, considering how much of it our heroes stuffed into their pie holes...
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
...before they were able to escape. It was then that her companions learned Agatha's dark secret.
Wait a minute, I've got a date with Dr. Gaius Slipper. What's so dark about that?
Yeah, it's not like he wanted to know what kind of pheromone she has to slip into his drink.
Or how her lab is wired to endlessly play the extended slow dance mix of music to experiment by.
Personally, I think there are many experiments where outfitting everyone in disintegrating lab coats is a sensible caution.
Why I don't kill these three idiots, that's the big secret.
A secret she desperately tries to crack, or at least circumvent, as she prepares for her pre-planned assignation.
Look, I shall try, just so that afterwards I can honestly say I did it. To be reasonable, I'm a big girl, over the age of consent, an undisputed ruler of my own town, which I control by a very sophisticated blend of guile, wisdom, bribes, and fear. I do not require or desire chaperones, guards, kibitzers, assistants, or voyeurs, for various reasons that have everything to do with my rather unusual lifestyle and profession, and nothing to do with any quirks, kinks, peccadillos, or bad lifestyle choices. I have not had a chance to go out on a date with a handsome, reasonably intelligent man-beast in far too long, and I'm quite honestly feeling a little anxious about this fact. If you persist in accompanying me tonight, I will, with only a small feeling of remorse, disintegrate you all into little pieces so small that you will not annoy me at all, except possibly by smudging my shoes.
Sounds pretty small.
They'd have to be.
I think I'm insulted.
She thinks she's insulted.
Agatha, you're going about this all wrong.
No, I don't think so. I'm fond of you, and I thought I'd give you a chance.
No. Let's look at your last couple of attempted dates, shall we?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Remember Professor Earlby? If I remember correctly, he was dreamy. Turns out that was because he was using a mind control device to try and make you his slave. Unfortunately for him, you were too smart to be enslaved per se, but you were perfectly happy to make him sandwiches for 2 weeks.
We always have to bring him up?
Yes, because until Zetha, Othar, and myself broke his control device, he was starting to make sandwiches that were attacking the delicatessens.
Fools refused to sell me any more pastrami!
And then there was the androgynous Dr. Axelotto.
I try to be open-minded about these things.
Yes! Think! Good word, considering it really was a mutual fungus bent on rewriting humanity's genetic code. Cross, Arthur, and myself almost lost you in that subterranean swamp.
Yeah, good kisser, though.
And then there was Zolimar, king of the Mecha Gypsies. Do you remember him?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. I wondered what happened to him. That was you guys.
Indeed it was. We defeated his army of mechanical violinists and sent him packing with a good thrashing thrown in.
What was the matter with him? He was rich. He was a brilliant mechanical cyberneticist. He could play the violin beautifully. And buff and wore big tight trousers and excuse me, I'm drooling. I guess I should hand pick him. So, evil mastermind?
Nope.
Extra-dimensional creature with a hidden agenda?
Not that I can tell.
Secretly uplifted animal with a hidden grudge against humanity?
That was last week.
So what was wrong with him?
He planned to take indecent liberties with your person.
Really? Wait, he told you this?
Well, no, but I can tell.
All right. Who took the batteries out of my disintegrator? Never mind, I have more in the back. I will now go and get them. I only mention this in the spirit of their plan to allow you a head start.
She
She seems a bit on edge.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
I think a date would do her some good. She needs to relax.
I agree.
Oh, we could have a jolly sing along.
We might as well, the date's off.
What?
I just got a note. Apparently the malicious Dr. Magma is threatening Prague with a new improved volcano gun.
What? But Dr. Magma fell prey to his lava golem when he jilted her in favor of that robot duplicate you constructed of the Charcoal Queen.
Yeah, there was that big standoff at the munitions factory.
He was even wearing that stupid white phosphorus hat of his. There was no possible way he could survive that.
Asbestos cologne.
Oh, fair enough. That's good spy.
So, load up the dirigible. Let's get going.
Wait a minute. What about your date?
That helped.
But you were really looking forward to it.
That is correct, but obviously the world will not allow me to have nice things. Come on, let's get these giant candle snuffers loaded.
Now, don't be overly dramatic. We can go rescue Prague tomorrow. Nobody cares about Prague. Half of Europe can't even spell it. Why can't some other heroic type spark get some glory?
Because I'm one of the few sparks who won't try to solve the problem by turning everyone in the city into stoats.
That would have worked if you hadn't stopped me.
I rest my case, get rid of cast off.
Oh dear, I think we broke her.
Has Agatha's spirit truly been broken? Is all sane human contact to be denied to her? Has she resigned herself to a dateless existence?
You know this Dungeons and Dragons stuff looks like fun.
Tune in again for the next chilling episode of Agatha Heterodyne.
Yeah.